A version of Cyndi Lauper, a version of Cyndi Lauper's song "Girls Just Want to Have Fun," and it is really good. So, this is Spike and the Gimme Gimmes doing Cyndi Lauper's "Girls Just Want to Have Fun." Revolution Radio's Cover of the Week. Thanks for tuning in, folks. I'll show up again next week, and we'll do another live show because this week went so well. Why not? Until next week, adios, muchachos.
Belong to a club of gamers with an amazing logo just screaming to be put onto t-shirts or hoodies? Are you a member of an intramural floor hockey team looking to intimidate the competition with your matching uniforms? No matter what your group's requirements for custom garments, from t-shirts to hoodies to sweatpants to jackets, local custom printing shop, printedshirts.ca, has got you covered. For over 20 years, the friendly staff at this homegrown Winnipeg company has been helping groups just like yours, big and small, on the U of M campus, with printed or embroidered garments, as well as an incredible variety of promotional products. Visit their website at printedshirts.ca or pop into their showroom at 464 Hargrave Street in the Exchange District to see what printed shirts can do for you.
Tree Canada's National Greening Program is planting seedlings across 5 regions of the country: BC, the Prairies, Ontario, Quebec, and the Atlantic. They plant in areas that are in need of reforestation or afforestation across Canada. Tree Canada selects sites where appropriate native species will be planted to make sure that natural forests come back to life. To learn more or to get involved, go to treecanada.ca.
Welcome to Alphabet Soup. I'm Andrew, and we begin the letter B with a show you've probably never seen or heard of, and was canceled rather quickly. This is the theme song to Backstrom, a short-lived show starring Rainn Wilson, who, as Wikipedia notes, was an overweight, offensive police officer engaged in a constant struggle with his self-destructive tendencies. That's how I'm going to feel after a couple more episodes of telling you too much about myself like I did last week. The show was a nice show in that it was mostly nice to see Rainn Wilson do something completely different and wear a lot. He was in the rain a lot. That's what I remember mostly. And it had Dennis Haysbert in it, who was good in everything. So there's that. But we have more pressing things to get to today. So this is technically the only thing you're going to hear about this show in the whole episode. It had 13 episodes and one season back in 2015 before being canceled. So I'm pulling a pretty deep cut. Is that surprising? Probably not if you've listened to this before. So let's get into some music. And then you're going to hear me talk about birds. Bird starts with B. Coming up, we've got the new song by Silver Gore. We've got a song by The Salarymen and another one by Hannah and Nathan. But we are starting off with Sad Francis and Beg You.
Yeah. Baby. six. The walls of my lips.
Figure out.
101.5 UMFM, your campus radio. That was Truth Paste with Bus Song. And before that was Bad Doggy by Wes Parker on the B episode of Alphabet Soup. So I was talking earlier about birds and wanted to mention that I now have a bird feeder house with a camera on it. It kind of happened by accident. I bought what I thought was like a normal size bag of seeds just to investigate whether it was something I could do or not. And then my Instacart delivery driver pulled up with this giant bag. You know, I didn't read the gram size. So now it looked like I'm potentially a farmer and I have it over my shoulder dumping it out for chickens or something. It then spiraled into me buying this feeder because what the heck else am I going to do with it? I've had it for a few weeks and the birds are coming around to it. I've given them names. If you have my private Instagram, you already know because it's become a Birdstagram now, I guess. But anyway, I get a new delivery and it turns out it's the same driver. And he sent me a message before he started shopping and it said, "Good morning, my dear. How are your bird watching?" Which is adorable. But then I got to thinking, is he hitting on me? Does he think I'm an old woman? Or that she's ordering it for me and I'm just the guy helping her with her groceries? What is going on here? Maybe you'll hear more about it and the butterfly anxiety it gave me after I play Deb Never, Dottie Anderson, and a song from Jessica Hoop's new album that I'm completely obsessed with. But to start, here is Madison Cunningham with Break the Jaw.
I'm walking around Casey from Elliott Brood. You're listening to CJUM 101.5 FM in Winnipeg, home of the mighty, mighty Weaker Thens.
Take baby cake. fuck it up. You come and say you love me now. I love you lots. Lips on your clavicle, I'm seeing spots. You're every rule I break, baby cake. I wish you'd make me stay, baby. You tighten my corset, looking at your angel face. You opened the faucet.
So the Instacart driver arrives and he's being super nice to me and gives me my new bag of seeds. Hold on. I'm doing a radio show, not a diary, kind of. That was Deb Never with Blue on Alphabet Soup and the letter B. I'm in the middle of this story about the Instacart driver who shows up and he enjoys me. A lot of Instacart drivers enjoy where they're delivering to when they come to me because I live on the first floor of my apartment and they can back right up to my balcony and hand everything over to me. And so this guy, he's staring at the camera and he's smiling at me. And I try to tell him I'm buying new seed because I have to switch it up. I don't want the dogs that can walk by here to eat the seed and get sick. And he's nodding and smiling, and I realize he's maybe understanding every third word or doesn't care and isn't listening, but he's being nice about it. And then he keeps staring at the feeder, and now I'm half expecting him to steal it or ask me where I got it or the brand. And then he just walks away and waves and leaves without saying much. So now I'm even more confused about what the heck just happened. But here comes some music from Carly Han and Serena Sun. This is Kid Sister with Boys in Skirts to start off. And now I'm wondering if that's what he expected when he saw me.
Good. the things I tell it to. It's covered in guilt and my inherent attitude. Best of it. We are on the surface, as forgot late at night. When we all go home alone and face morning light, shining so brightly through your bedroom window. The sounds of the trail all rise. The body sings ba da 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 da. The body sings ba da da da. Everybody sings, why do you insist on living when all you know and all you want is within reach but always slipping? Everybody sings, but da 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 da. Everybody sings, but da 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 da. Let me at it. Let me have it. Let me at it. Let me have it. Let me at it.
Five UMFM, your campus radio. That was Stress Dolls with Body on Alphabet Soup. Your home for the version of the show that is basically becoming my diary with music around it. So I'm sorry if you're not enjoying this new version of the show, but at the same time, I'm kind of not. It's a little bit different, and I can sneak more music in here this way. But you know what? If you like or don't like this round already at the letter B, let me know on Instagram at alphabetsoup.umfm. Huh? Yeah, you like that? And you can also leave a request or hear every previous episode I've done where I didn't talk about Instacart drivers or birds and played music with random clips of TV shows between them. If you like that version, they're all on archive.org, which you can get to from my Instagram link. But if you're into this new round, there's going to be a lot I'll probably fall into that I don't know I'm going to do until the day of, just like today. Like, I had no idea I was actually going to talk about this until it happened the day I was recording it. I'm like, well, what should I bring up today? Let's talk about this weird moment I had with an Instacart driver, and I still kind of don't know what I'm going to do about the situation. I mean, I'm going to keep buying birdseed and learn about what the best ones are for the ones that are coming to me, but whatever. You're going to hear Big Nothing by Run Remedy shortly. But before that, as always, friends, remember, please be safe, make smart decisions, tip your Instacart drivers when they call you dear, and smile at them when they drop it off for you because they're working hard. But also, drink lots of healthy water. Let's see where we end up next week. It could be better or worse.
Big nothing at the parade. You've always got something more to say. Your daddy's got it made for you. Nothing's gonna get in your way. Nothing's gonna get in your way.
Maybe you saw it, a loose cable, a slippery floor, or maybe you felt it when you were assigned a task you weren't ready for, but you stayed quiet. Now it's a matter of time before someone at work gets hurt, because silence won't stop a workplace injury. If it's unsafe, tell your employer or voice your concerns at 204-957-SAFE. Whether you're new to Manitoba or new to the job, you have the right to a safe workplace.
Some records may take time, but the ones that come from the soul arrive exactly when they're needed. On Thursday, December 17th, Winnipeg songwriter Jacob Rudofsky celebrates the release of his brilliant new album, Tell the Kids We Tried, with a special hometown show at the Park Theatre. The 2024 Canadian Folk Music Award winner has built a reputation for humble, heartfelt songs filled with humor, hope, and the kind of everyday observations that somehow hit you right in the heart. His new record is his most personal yet. It's a collection born from loss, growing older, and the search for kindness and community in these complicated times. Get your tickets now through reallovewpg.ca for only $25 plus fees, and don't miss Jacob Rudofsky's Tell the Kids We Tried album release show on Thursday, December 17th at the Park Theatre, presented by Real Love Winnipeg and proudly supported by UMFM 101.5.